Parker, this is Trey. How can I help you?
Hey, Trey, good morning. Is Roy in?
I'm sorry, he's not right now. Can I take a message?
Sure, maybe you can help me out. Is there anybody else around, maybe an office manager or controller who's in charge of the finances that I might be able to speak with today?
What's this regarding?
It's regarding some financing that the company's done with U.S. Bank Corp way back in 2010.
Our accountant Steve might know something about it. Let me...
Okay, yeah, you could shoot me over his way.
What was your name?
Nico, calling with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. All right, let me see if he can help you.
All right, thank you, Troy.
Yep.
Morning, Steve speaking.
Hey, Steve. My name's Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Look, I'm just trying to follow up actually on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out to the business a couple weeks ago. It was addressed to Roy, but I guess I can speak with you. You're the accountant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we had pre-approved you guys for $250,000 for some working capital and equipment financing. So I'm just trying to circle back, see if there was a need for any financing right now, if you guys had anything in the pipeline lined up.
Right now, you know what? You know, we have, I would say, if you'd have called earlier, we have a lot of interest. But with the election coming up, we got a few projects waiting to see what's going on with the election.
Oh, you guys are kind of just holding off right now?
Right now we're in our circle pattern. We have a construction company here. We got a few jobs that we bid on and we kind of won, but those guys are slowing down the process to wait to see what happens with the election. I don't know which way they're going to go, you know?
Right. So is it just a slowdown in the industry as a whole, or are you guys just trying to kind of wait and see what happens?
Well, yeah, we're waiting. I mean, if we had those jobs, I mean, we need some lifts and we need another backhoe, but... if we had those jobs signed and ready to go and we could start them, you know, in October like we were planning, it'd be good. But a lot of those jobs now are pushing back and waiting to see what happens with the election before we go forward with them. So,
they're just kind of waiting. They don't want to like start now. Right? I mean,
exactly.
These
are, like I said, a million five jobs. So they're all waiting. You know, we got three of them sitting in the holding pattern right now. So it kind of puts us in a bind too. Does that
affect like your cash flow and everything?
We have a nice little base going, but yeah, we would if we went out and tried to purchase equipment on our own.
Okay.
But that's why we kind of held off on doing anything, you know, cash wise. We're just going to sit on what we're doing now.
That's a good call. So, don't like spend any of the cash right now for anything, especially if it's super uncertain.
That's why we probably, you know, once we get the go ahead from them in a month or two that we're going on, you know, going live and going on board, then we're going to have to, you know, one, get some financing going and get some cash flow in and get the equipment going.
So, Steve,
jobs, and then we'll get money back in and get it paid off and get the cycle going. So it's kind of like, we got just like a little bunch up in our chain or a bottleneck here until we can figure out, you know, what these guys are going to do with the economy and stuff. And there's, you know, we're being in Ohio here, there's a little bit of more extra, there's extra political money being spent around here just because we're kind of a swing state and we're kind of important to the political process here. So, you know, we kind of started off pretty good this year. So we're just hoping that we can get these guys going and get things moving.
Right, so are you saying that you guys won't necessarily know whether or not they would want to pull the trigger on the projects until the election or to the election?
I think closer to the election, I think they're going to decide on which way they're going to go with things.
Okay. Have you guys given them like a time frame for, you know, when jobs should start?
Originally, they wanted to have things done. I know the two jobs wanted to be finished by... next May, so we told them, hey, we got to start now, you know, in order to need at least 6 months. And the winter weather in there doesn't help because we're, you know, once again in Ohio, so, you know, no guarantees we're gonna have a mild winter. we kind of explained to them, look, if you want this done now, you know, certain by this time frame, if you hold off, then it's not going to be done until you know, this.
Okay. So you guys have you guys have three projects coming up. What type of equipment are you trying to look to bring on board for them?
We're looking probably at high lifts, JLGs. JLGs, I think we need a new John Deere backhoe and maybe a smaller, right now we have a John Deere 270 Traco. We might want to try to get a little smaller one.
Okay. Have you guys, do you guys like normally go through John Deere for financing with them?
No, usually we try to find the best rate, where we can get the best interest rates.
Okay, yeah, shop around a little bit, see what, you know, the best places can offer. Well, I mean, with us...
Especially when you're doing, I mean, you know, some of the John Deere tractors, you know, you're spending $200 on a piece of equipment, and you know, if you can get it at 4% instead of 5%, that does save you quite a bit over
time. Oh, yes, yes, in the long run, sure it does. I mean, the good thing about one of our programs, our equipment finance program, is that we offer a match or beat policy. So if you guys already are, you know, in the works with somebody else, talking with them, trying to find their rates, if you kind of... give us the information and like the rate that they gave you, we're usually able to help you out in terms of matching it or beating it and seeing what type of terms that we can lay out that way.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, a good workaround, especially if you're shopping around right now. But considering the fact that you guys, you know, aren't necessarily looking for the equipment right now, and you're waiting on those jobs, is there a better time that I might be able to reach out to you, Steve, to follow up on whether or not you guys want to bring on this equipment?
You want to wait? And, yeah, I'd say probably the first end after the first week of November.
First week of November, so just wait after that election.
Yep. Well, for sure.
Okay. Is there a good email address that I can get to send you you know, some of our information so you have me on file just in case those guys want to start those projects earlier?
Yep, I can get in contact with you. Just Steve, STEVE.
Mm-hmm.
And then at crickcontracting.com.
So is that CRICK contracting?
Yep, contracting.com, all one word.
.com. Okay. All right, I'll shoot you over some more information. You can have me on file. It has my direct number, my excuse me, my email and everything. And, you know, if anything comes up in the next few months where those guys might want to start the projects earlier than expected, just give me a call and we can see what we can work with here.
Okay, good. All right. Appreciate it.
All right, Steve. You have a great rest of the day and a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.